For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Vietnam is hailing the United States' decision to remove it from their list of violators of religious freedom, but Christians are wondering why. Voice of the Martyrs has been working in Vietnam for years. VOM's Todd Nettleton believes the recent church registration announcement was a public relations ploy.
18 Vietnamese churches were granted registration, but instead of going to the pastors or going to the church leaders, the government simply faxed a list to the U.S. Embassy as if to say, look, we have religious freedom now. We've registered all these churches.
534 other churches failed to receive registration. Next, Christian groups are uniting to bring a voice to the plight of 143 million orphans around the world. A coalition of 50 groups partnered together for an awareness effort and a call to action. Bethany Christian Services President Bill Blackwire.
We really believe if the Christian community of this world would address the orphan crisis, it could result in organizations like Bethany not needing to be involved anymore because children would be cared for.
Blackwire adds that everything they do is in the name of Christ and presents the message of salvation. If you want to be a part of the orphan care response, go to our website. And the people of Uganda want the Bible read daily to their students. It's such a priority that Uganda's First Lady and the Minister of Education and Sports have chosen the World Bible Translation Center's easy-to-read version English Bible because of its simplicity in reading and understanding. The center believes as this reading project grows, it'll expose approximately 8 million students and teachers and their families to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church members be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.